Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. You know that feeling when your mind's racing, you can't focus, and your to-do list feels longer than a CVS receipt? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling something super crucial, mindfulness in everyday life. Now, before you picture monks meditating on mountaintops, hear me out. Mindfulness isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about weaving these simple practices into your daily routine to gain clarity, reduce stress, and honestly, just feel a little more chill. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you get started. First things first, understand what mindfulness actually is. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a radio constantly tuned into a station broadcasting thoughts, worries, and to-dos. Mindfulness is simply hitting the pause button on that mental radio and focusing on the sounds around you. Literally, that bird chirping outside, the warmth of the sun on your skin, these are the things mindfulness wants you to tune in to. Second, start small. You don't need a dedicated hour for meditation every day, although if that works for you, go for it. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a difference. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and simply notice the rise and fall of your breath. Sounds simple, right? It is, but trust me, it's powerful. Next up, bring mindfulness into everyday activities. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions while brushing your teeth or eating lunch? Try focusing on the sensations, the taste of your food, the feeling of the toothbrush against your gums. It sounds silly, but it can actually make those mundane tasks more enjoyable and help you stay present. Now, let's talk about that pesky inner critic. We all have that voice in our head, constantly judging and analyzing. Mindfulness is about acknowledging those thoughts without getting caught up in them. Imagine your thoughts like clouds passing by. Observe them without engaging with them. And finally, remember that mindfulness is a practice, not a destination. There will be days when you're on top of it, and days when your mind feels like a pinball machine. Be kind to yourself, start again tomorrow, and celebrate those moments of clarity and calm you experience along the way. Ever felt completely overwhelmed by the chaos of everyday life? Like you're drowning in emails, deadlines, and social media notifications? I know, right? Just last week, I was trying to write a blog post, respond to emails, plan a presentation, and cook dinner all while dodging my dog's zoomies. Talk about a multitasking marathon. That's when I realized how important it is to take those mental breaks and practice mindfulness. So, I took 5 minutes to sit on my balcony, close my eyes, and simply listen to the birds chirping. And you know what? It was like hitting the reset button. Suddenly, I felt calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle the rest of my day. The key takeaway here is that mindfulness doesn't have to be a grand, life-altering event. It could be as simple as taking a few deep breaths during your morning commute or focusing on the sensations of washing your hands before dinner. These small moments of presence can make a huge difference in reducing stress and boosting your overall well-being. So, remember those 5 key takeaways. Understand what mindfulness is, start small with focused breathing exercises, bring mindfulness into everyday activities, acknowledge your thoughts without judgment, and be kind to yourself throughout the practice. Let's recap. Mindfulness isn't some mystical concept reserved for yogis. It's a simple yet powerful tool that we can all use to navigate the craziness of life. Just remember, start small. Be patient with yourself and celebrate those moments of clarity and calm. Ready to put this into practice? This week, I challenge you to try incorporating 1 new mindfulness technique into your daily routine. Share your experiences on social media, using the hashtag Dopamine Reset Protocol. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. Until next time, keep it mindful, keep it real, and keep chasing those dopamine hits in all the right ways.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.